Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, let's talk about the word trust. I mentioned in a sermon a few weeks ago that we don't truly trust unless we trust two parts of people. We trust their character, we trust their competency. When we trust only one of those, we don't fully trust. But when we think about trusting nobody, we can find ourselves in trouble. The Apostle Paul put a challenge before us as he wrote to the church in Ephesus in Ephesians 4:25. He said, "Having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor." And the psalmist wrote in Psalm 28:7, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts." No small thing, either one of those pieces of text. I mean, we have such a hard time with transparency and with vulnerability, and yet those are so significant in our world today. Often we quote things like, "Well, you know, I don't know you folks that well," or "I have a hard time trusting people," or "I don't know everybody here." And those objections, they can surface naturally in any of us that face the prospect of being transparent or vulnerable with other people in faith, or even just in our community. We've all said them in some version or another, but this approach of hesitating and waiting to open up, waiting to tell other folks what's really going on, what we're afraid of, or what we're struggling with until we've complete trust in them, well, it can be silly, and it can be based on misplaced trust. You see, we can trust no human completely, I believe. Romans 3:23 says that all have sinned and all have fallen short of the glory of God, so we're all kind of in the same messed up boat. So waiting for complete trust means waiting for something that is never going to happen in humanity. We're all broken, we're all capable of evil, and even toward those we love the most. But God, however, God is not. So in him and in him only can we put our complete and total trust, according to Psalm 118:8. He calls us to be transparent, to be vulnerable with others. So yes, we must do that. Now, it might not always go well. I'm living proof of that, at least in our own perspective, but that's okay. It will go well from God's perspective because our obedience to him always does, and he always knows more than we do. So the next time you meet up with another believer or two or three, look around. Which of them do you trust more than God? And in that moment, tell yourself, "But I can trust God, so I know what I must do." No more lies, no more pretending, no more posturing. Because we can, as followers of Jesus, choose to live as people with no secrets. God bless you, friend. I'm so glad that you've joined me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.